Ahoy.
Hey.
Oh, jeez. Tony. Tony, do you mean nothing? What do you want? Before that, how have you been, my friend? How have you been, Tony D'Amico? How are you?
I appreciate you asking.
Well,
I am doing much better.
Why, was something wrong?
Because I am now eating fish oil and seaweed. They say that it's like the fountain of youth.
No. Well, it's good for digestive. It's supposed to keep the arteries clean, help your heart. I think you've done too much damage. You've got so much dead heart muscle that it's a wonder that you're still on 2 feet.
Well, that's, if only that was the first time I heard that. You know, my doctor's always trying to scare me with that crap.
Uh-huh. You don't believe it, though. You've had a heart attack. You've had a heart attack before, and you're saying your doctor's trying to scare you.
That's what they tell me, is that I've had a heart attack.
You did.
Why are you trying to put me in a mood when I'm just trying to do something nice here for the community?
Hold it. You're trying to do something nice for the community. You're calling in, and you're going to do something nice for the community.
Exactly.
All right, I'm all ears.
Well, as you may or may not know, your pal, Tony, is the ambassador, president emeritus of the Cape Coral Small Businessman's Club.
I've never heard of the Cape Coral Small Businessman's Club.
Well, we started that up before there was a bridge. And most of the people are dead.
But yet, you're the president emeritus of
this. That's
right.
That was voted in. I got a picture on the wall, nice black and white photo of me accepting a key to the city.
What year did you accept a key to the city?
Well, it was before there was a breeze.
Do you got a lodge or anything that you go to where you have a password, being that you're part of this private club?
No, we used to play poker in the back rooms of our businesses. But it's not so much fun now that it's just down to me and Pete. We were just playing a friendly game of war. He brought the deck.
Uh-huh.
And we had, we imbibed in a couple of adult beverages.
Adult beverages? What's an era adult?
Not me.
What a meathead. Okay, so you and him
I don't hear so good.
No. So you're playing a game of war, and you're having as we like to say around here, a few convivials.
Exactly. And while I'm playing cards, my inhibitions get lowered, and I talk about, you know, how bad I felt for our area, and, you know, ever since the housing thing, everybody's hurting, all this stuff. he says to me, you know what? All of us here in the Small Businessmen's Club should get together and put on a big event.
You and Pete, you're the only member. So you're going to put, are you, you're putting on a big event.
Right.
Well, okay, wait a second. You've at one time had the key to the city. You are the president emeritus of the Cape Coral Small Businessmen's Club. And you're going to put on an event for the community. I'm going to give you and Pete. They're the only ones left. What are you doing?
Do you remember Pete?
I do remember Pete.
Yeah, he runs a Portuguese place down the street.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, they don't serve Portuguese food anymore, though, do they?
Well, you know, they don't, but they kept the name.
Right.
They sell basically hamburgers and gyros. But me and Pete come up with a plan.
All right, to help the community.
Right.
You guys can't even help yourselves, and you're going to help the community.
we want to do a little something for charity.
Okay. I'm all ears, Tony. What is it?
And, you know, we was talking about how big these certain events are, like they have the Greek festival over at the Catholic Church.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
They have, you know, the Oktoberfest for the Germans.
Yep.
And all that. They got an Italian club. And so Pete and I got to thinking, mainly me.
Right, because you're the brains of the organization.
Well, don't ever tell Pete I said that. Because he may be voted out next election.
There's only you and him!
He knows.
Okay, what is it going to be?
Roll them. It is going to be the first annual.
Hold it, do it again, because I wasn't rolling them. Go ahead, do it again.
Just in case you want to play it later.
Right, okay, but I'm rolling them now.
Okay.
All right. So what's going to happen? What is the Small Businessmen's Club of Cape Coral going to do for the community?
Hello, neighbors and friends. This is Tony. You know me from my restaurant, Cape Crepe and Chowder. But did you know I also care very deeply about this community?
Hell, you do.
And with my friend Pete from the Portuguese place down the street, we have teamed up for the first annual Cape Coral Ethnic Festival. Brought to you by the Cape Coral Small Businessman Club.
What?
Well, you see, my idea...
What?
My idea here is, why just limit yourself to Greeks and whatnot? Why limit yourself to Germans or Italians? All the ethnics can come down here.
But that's the way it's set up anyway. Just because something's like the German-American festival or something, it doesn't mean that if you're not German, you can't go there and have a good time, you stupid idiot brains of the Operation Meathead.
I think you understand what I'm saying now.
What?
I don't care what kind of ethnic you are, but this one day, you will be welcome.
Okay, right. Most of the time, the other ones, they're not. Let me ask you something.
I wanted to know it's safe.
An Englishman be welcome, a limey. Would they be welcome at the ethnic festival? What about?
Hey, you know what? They don't tip.
Right.
Maybe they'll buy some.
What about a Frenchman? Would they be welcome at the ethnic festival?
Well, they speak a different language, so I guess they would be.
All right. What about, I don't know, your Hispanics?
Well, there's a lot of them here, and I hope that maybe they take the day off.
To come to the ethnic festival. Now,
this is all for charity.
Well, what's it going to, Tony? What's the charity? Obviously, people, if they want to give, they got to, know what the charity is.
Well, that's true. And I want people to know with every donation, you will be allowed to sample Chowders Across the Land. Tony presents Chowders Across the Land.
So you're gonna have a food booth up there for the ethnic festival.
Well, it's gonna be
Chowder Across the Lands.
Chowders Across the Land, and what I will do is try to make people comfortable. And I think the way to do that is you add a lot of what do you call it? Ginger. Had a lot of that ginger root. Oh, and curry. You get that curry, and then you get one of the real hot Mexican peppers.
And you put these in the chowder.
Yes, but I have little bowls with flags from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are people encouraged to dress up in ethnic clothing?
Absolutely.
Like a costume?
Absolutely. That's why it's called the Ethnic Festival for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, you know whether you're ethnic or not.
Yep. I mean, you know.
We're open to the gypsies.
Now, when is this thing going to happen?
It all goes down this Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. And if you need directions or anything, just come to the restaurant.
Okay.
That's where it is.
Is there admission to get in?
There is.
You're saying it's but this Saturday. It's only a few days away.
And it's going to be $12 for children.
$12 for children.
No, $12 for adults.
Yeah.
$5 for seniors because they're cheap. And $6 for kids.
And what charity is this going to?
Oh, it is all to benefit Tony's house.
Tony's house?
Yeah.
What's so this is your charity?
Right.
Tony's house. Is this a recognized charity?
It's to benefit Tony's house.
What? Your house personally?
Right. I help a lot of people.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it on all afternoon. Oh,
nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, how are you? Stan and Haney.
I have to, and D-Train will back me up on this.
Oh, by the way, my name is Stan. There's Mark Haney right there, and D-Train's on the other side of the glass because he's still got the sniffles. He's still got a little bit of the sniffles.
What are you talking about? I'm good.
There has been, in this building, a lot of office moving.
Yes.
I've noticed that. Sloppy seconds, huh?
Yeah. So when we moved out of our office so they could put carpet in, and then we took another, we got a corner office.
You've always wanted a corner office. That's when you said we'd know we made it when we had a corner office. But not the corner office I wanted, because that's bad luck.
Oh, that one's cursed. Yeah. Do not take that other corner office. I love that office. It's a great office. Remember, they initially wanted to give it to us.
We were the first ones in there.
And we, you know, because they were still building, and they said, well, here's your office, and then we hadn't made it yet. We were only in the business here about 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hold on.
Hold on there, Rook.
This is not for air staff. This is for a manager or a director. And since that time, everyone that's gone into that office has gone. Not necessarily to bigger and better things either.
Against their will.
Yeah, against their will. So we move into the other. So this gives the opportunity for people to get the sloppy seconds and move in. Most or a good chunk of mid-management has moved into our hallway. And today, I guess, and you know the business, Haney, this was record rep day.
Yep.
And so where our nice little corner of the building stays nice and quiet, except for the riffraff that comes here to socialize, it's quiet. But now,
come to think of it, we're the only, like, air people in that wing.
Yeah, I know. And now the record reps are coming into the program directors, the operation managers, and they're hyping their music.
Why don't they glad hand us? We're far more receptive.
I understand that, but you know what?
We don't want to hear what they want to offer.
We don't want to hear what they want to offer.
A lot of teeny bubblegum music.
These people, you know, God love them. There's a place for them.
I'm surprised they still have jobs.
They are the hucksters of the radio business.
Well, they're the hucksters of what's left of the record business.
Yes. Yep. And they come in and they do a lot of talk.
They used to have a lot of power.
And then they got to.
We missed out on it.
Yep. Then they got to crank the music in the hallway.
Because so you got to feel it.
You got to feel the beat. We're trying to do work, and you know they got the speakers blaring, and I'm looking at they're playing some teeny bopper.
Bunch of middle-aged men listen to songs aimed towards 13-year-olds.
Bunch of gray-haired guys with beer guts and horn-rimmed glasses, tapping their feet to it, saying, "This is groovy, man."
Did they actually say groovy?
I don't think so.
Or is that just you?
We couldn't hear the talk over the music.
Yeah, the music.
So that's just your interpretation.
Yeah.
Groovy.
I'm telling you. It was driving me effing nuts.
Sounds like utter madness.
Meanwhile, we're trying to do show prep.
And the program directors here.
So they have to pretend to like it.
Yep. They have to pretend to like them. And so it's a mutual BS going back and forth.
And everybody knows it, but it has to go on.
Yep, as they're trying to get their record played. And it is just a bunch of
You got
of
a great
garbage.
Ear, man. I got to run this by
Yep.
You.
It's all part of the mating process.
Yep. It's pathetic.
Meanwhile, when the camera pans over to you, there's big crocodile sitting on the bank looking like it's smiling.
Yep.
But it's actually agitated by all the noise.
Yep.
Not smiling.
Don't get near him. He's going to bite.
Yeah, don't get confused and think that that's a smile, because it's not.
Barbara Bush has passed away. As that's everywhere. At least it gets Trump out of the news a little bit. but she passed away. And I got to hand it to our former president, George W. Bush, who went on Fox this morning to talk about his mother. And wanted to let everybody know she went quietly. She was...
Well, she had that hospice care, right?
Yes, she did. She had, but it was in her home. She passed away quietly. The HW was holding her hand. And that Bartiromo, I think, was the one that was talking to her. Maybe not. I forget who it was talking to her. Didn't matter. But they asked... How was she in her last moments? And the former president said she was very lucid and her humor did not leave her right up until the moment she passed away. She said the hospice nurse was in there and W was in there. And she turned to the nurse and said, these are one of her last words. She says, do you know why my son looks like he does? And the nurse is being polite to Mrs. Bush and says, no, ma'am, why? She goes, because I drank and smoked when I was pregnant with him.
Yeah! Zingaroo!
And the president said, those were one of her last words. And he said, no joke, by her bedside was a glass of bourbon. She was going to be comfortable till the moment she passed.
That is the awesome thing.
That is so great.
About hospice. And it doesn't matter if you're in a hospice facility or hospice comes to you. Because I've seen this. And when you're dealing with someone, you know, in her case, she's 92 years old. When you're dealing with someone that's elderly, that has spent the last 5 or 10 years with tests and procedures. And, you know, most of us who are, you know, of working age, we think, oh, boy, I'd love to be checked in a hospital. That'd be a vacation. No, it's not.
No,
they wake
it.
You up every 3 hours.
Far from
They're
it.
Poking and prodding at you. It's noisy as hell.
Look, I have...
And when it comes to... hospice.
Well, it's a little bit of dignity.
You get your dignity back, and they're not trying to mess with you. And all of a sudden, it switches from all of this invasive stuff that's just agitating the hell out of you to, yes, ma'am, how can we help you? What do you need?
Yep.
It changes everything completely.
Hospices are great.
And you see the results.
Yep.
And what a change that you see in that person who's been battling all of this stuff for years to finally be like, okay,
and to
it's
pass
over.
In peace.
Yes.
And with dignity. I can't say enough good. Both of us can't say enough good things about them. That's what I tried to do with Pete before he passed away. And he kept saying, I have to go to the hospital, get all these shots, get all these medications.
And check yourself into hospice.
I said,
but Stan, I'm not sick.
I said, then stop taking the medicine. we'll be back.
And then, of course, Pete didn't go to hospice,
no.
But you were called when he had a fall in the apartment and evidently had some massive stroke.
Yeah.
Tapping Morse code on the door.
Yep, he was. Because he still had his wedding ring on and he was tap, tap, tap.
Stan, that's not hospice.
No, but I thought I was trying to give him some dignity.
Oh, well, how'd that work out?
Didn't. He passed on the floor.
Do you still give free medical advice to seniors?
When they ask.
When passed on the floor and then had to take that bumpy ride down several stories and
the
gurney.
The hospital gurney.
Yep.
I took his keys from him so that people wouldn't get in. He made sure that the other old guy down the hall took them from me. Don't give them to him. You know what? I did a lot for that, Pete. I'd like to think I gave him some dignity.
I don't know that he'd see it that way. Especially in hindsight.
We'll be back.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on the show in about 1 hour, Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs. a pair of tickets so you can spend an evening with Jeff Dunham at Germain Arena.
You know, sometimes I am amazed that he exists.
Who, Jeff Dunham?
No, Dave.
Oh, you're talking about, I didn't even bring him up. Nobody knows that parasite was around here.
He's already gone.
Thank God.
But it's different because on Friday, I'm ready for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm mentally prepared.
Sure.
He just showed up out of the blue to say hi for like 5 minutes, and it's like, this guy is awesome.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Put me in a good mood.
Sure, because it's not, you say it's not you. This guy's a spaz, and I swear to God, he was on something. He's like crank or
high
something.
Life, man.
He quit the energy drinks.
Well, he took something else then.
But you don't appreciate that, but he's so far outside the norm, it's like a shock. Because he comes up just...
Yeah, it's a shock to the system.
Yeah, a million miles an hour.
I don't need it.
Not only did they break the mold when they made Dave, they broke the machine that made the mold.
Because it was defective. It was a recall.
And they had the inventor executed.
Yep. Yeah. I want T-Train to go and find on this. This is a road watcher that texted this in, but I'd like more information on it, especially with the parents and everything out here. I-75 in Corkscrew Road, there is an accident westbound. It's closed. A school bus hit a car, and there is a helicopter on the scene. So if we can find any info on that to confirm it, I'd like to know.
I wonder how hard it is to drive a helicopter.
It's hard.
Technically, you fly it.
Well, I'm pretty good at it, you got to admit.
Yeah.
Especially when
they're dangerous.
When I got mounted guns and missiles,
and
I'm really
good. Mustang shooting at you?
Yep. Yeah,
you do a good job.
They're dangerous.
But I'll tell you,
they're fun to be in.
We've been playing this game.
Yep.
And
we've been dominating.
Yeah. All options are open to you when you're like in the mountains. Where is that supposed to be? Montana?
Montana.
And you have options. You can travel on foot. You can take a boat. You can take all kinds of different ground vehicles. You can fly a plane, or you can choose a helicopter. And once I got into the helicopters, it's like, this is really the way to go.
Yeah, it's completely different than what you would think. You got to stick in pedals,
and you got to think with both hands and both feet.
Yep, independence.
Yep. I don't like that.
No, me neither.
Are they just getting to the point now where they can put, you know, some sort of like iPad up there and you just hit up?
That would be nice.
If I could use my Xbox controller, I'd be fine.
Of course.
I know D-Train would ride with me.
Oh, absolutely.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Peter Mug.
No, it's like, you know, you see all the after-action reports on all these smart missiles. It looks to me like nothing more than you using the analog sticks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Pewter Mug.
Same with driving those bomb robots.
Let me get the sponsor. Pewter Mug.
Yeah.
North Naples.
It's all in, and the drone operators, they're just using an Xbox controller, aren't they?
Either that or PlayStation.
I don't like the DualShock compared to the Xbox.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush, we told you, passed away at 92. The second woman in American history to have both a husband and a son become president. Passed away
from... Who was the first?
Abigail Adams. Congestive heart failure.
Well, at 92?
Yeah. Well, she was on with Larry King several years back and talked about her wonderful, wonderful life.
I looked and the airplane went into the White House and a lot of things happened. The Pope, Arafat, met with Rabin. A lot of things happened. And I sat and watched the news. Darling Jessica Tandy died and Hume Cronin. And I thought, you know, I knew every single person or place that was on that television set, thanks to George Bush, with the exception of Arafat, and George did meet him this year, but every other person knew me, and I knew them.
Quite a life.
That's an amazing life, because I always knew that I was lucky and that life had been good to me, but I really remembered again how really good it had been. I love people. I really loved living in the White House, but I don't miss it at all.
Don't you miss what you love?
No. No, because I got more. We're having the best time you've ever known.
Let me show you what coolness is under pressure.
You're too kind. No, thank you.
Right. Other than you. The Southwest jet that had the engine blow up.
You want to talk about a hero?
Passenger was halfway sucked out of the window. Her name was Jennifer Reardon.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yes.
It was like her window.
Yeah, I know.
Right next to her.
She's from New Mexico. But when all chaos was breaking out on that Southwest flight, they were going from New York to Dallas. The pilot was so cool under pressure talking to the tower.
And not just any pilot.
Her name is Tammy Jo Schultz. She, I believe, a veteran.
She is the first woman to fly the F-18.
Take a listen, and the training did her well. This woman's a hero. She stayed so cool under pressure. Listen to this.
Southwest 1380, I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet.
Southwest 1380, you'd like to turn, start turning inbound.
Southwest 1380, start turning southbound there. There's a Southwest 737 on a 4-mile final. We'll be turning southbound. Start looking for the airport. It's off to your right and slightly behind you there. And altitude is your discretion. Use caution for the downtown areas.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
She is
so cool.
Navy veteran. Flew the F-18, and because at the time that she was serving, women were not allowed to fly in combat, she became a flight instructor for the F-18.
Hero. Here's Marty Martinez. He was a Southwest passenger and described that horrible, horrible thing that happened when the window was pierced by the debris.
What happened was the engine exploded, and when it exploded, it broke a window in row 17. And that window caused all the oxygen out of the plane. And that woman was critically injured and was taken off of the plane, and there was blood everywhere. It felt like it was free-falling, going all the way, going down. And we were probably like going down to like 10, 15 minutes. And of course, everyone's freaking out. Everybody's crying. And of course, I had Wi-Fi and I knew I couldn't get any sort of text messages through. So I jumped on Facebook Live and I thought I was like cataloging the last moments of my existence.
There's no news reports on the accident you're talking about, but yeah. I did have somebody who just passed it drive by and gave me some detail.
Okay, what do you know?
From what he was telling me, the accident happened on eastbound Corkscrew, right near the off-ramp for 75, and so eastbound lanes of Corkscrew are completely backed up. The traffic coming off of 75 south at Corkscrew are now backed up onto the interstate.
Oh.
It was a fact a school bus did hit a car. And so if you're on 75, try to get off before you get the Corkscrew and just avoid the whole area completely.
Please do. Please. Yeah, somebody just sent us a picture, too.
And that's a long way between Corkscrew and Benita Beach Road.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A long stretch.
Yes. A woman, this is sick and yet amusing. A woman in Indianapolis brought her pet raccoon to the fire station. Her pet raccoon.
Well, they're wonderful animals, aren't they?
To the fire station because it had gotten into somebody's marijuana. And she thought
it was... All those little bandits.
And she thought it was overdosing. Well, radio chatter amongst the firefighters about this high raccoon. And what is it? It's like playing telephone where, okay, the raccoon ate some marijuana. And then what you tell one person, you tell it. And by the time the radio transmissions were going,
there's a bear on angel dust running down the main street.
Pretty close.
Apparently they have a pet raccoon that got into their mess.
Sure, Speedway doesn't have anything, but fire did call across the hall and say that it was a raccoon that overdosed on somebody's heroin.
I'm sitting at one of the Speedway firehouses. No pet raccoons are overdosing here.
Well, if they show up, you Narcanning.
Way too weird. I'm leaving.
10-4.
Guy sounded like he might have gotten into something.
Yeah.
You Narcan him. I'm not doing it. I'm leaving. Too weird.
This is surprising. And this is how it all started for you kids out there. Well, you're grown adults now, but you might remember this. The Disney Channel on cable launched 35 years ago today. They actually had a countdown leading to the broadcast. It debuted before Fox Network did. Fox didn't start until 1986. Here's how the Disney Channel came on the air 35 years ago today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Disney Channel is on the air.
Thank you, Don Pardo.
Gary Owens. Our friend Gary Owens.
That's right. Don Pardo was never our friend, was he?
No. No, he was not. Jeopardy is finishing its college championship this week. And there was a category called Deep Lyrics, which forced Alex Trebek to read popular lyrics of songs.
Learn, 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 learn. Hurt, 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 hurting. Who is Rihanna? Didn't I sound like her? Nah, to the ah, to the no, no, no. My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. Thatcher.
Who's Trainer?
Megan Trainer, correct.
Lyrics 1200.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing, huh? What are you doing to me? What are you doing, huh? I'm so glad everybody loved my rendition, but I'm not sure Charlie Puth would have liked it.
Well, he's no Stan.
High tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Don't be a bummer. Don't be a bummer. Eric.
Who's Lana Del Rey?
Right. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Eric.
Who's Pipple?
No. Thatcher.
Who's Derulo?
No. Hannah.
Who is LMFAO?
Yes. Obviously, you recognize my rendition. You're in the lead.
He's like 80.
I would get blown out on that category.
Yeah. Yep. Wouldn't know. Wouldn't know. Last week, let me explain something about this broadcast. Last week, you heard about this on Haney's News, where nobody else touched it. You heard an update yesterday on Haney's News. And just now, I guess the national late-night comedians are finally disclosing what major thing happened that you heard here first. Here's Kimmel.
I don't know if you know about this, but Heinz, the Heinz company, announced yesterday they have a new condiment, supposedly by popular demand. And that condiment, can we get a drum roll? Okay. That condiment is called Mayo Chup. It is mayonnaise and ketchup. I think it's meant to be injected intravenously. I'm not sure. But wow, think of all the hours we'll save thanks to Mayo Chup. I'll finally get time to spend with my children.
Yeah. You caught up. You heard it here first.
Yeah. You also haven't heard much about that South Carolina prison riot.
Whatever. No, you know.
The inmates were running that asylum.
Yep.
And all they did is, you know, if you've seen any prison shows recently, the guards are in a room that can be locked down where they can see what's going on.
Yeah.
But they've got the bulletproof glass and all that, so the inmates can't get at them, but they can see the inmates as they're murdering one another.
Yeah.
And all they did was call for help.
Yeah.
Which took quite some time, and they watched as the inmates just butchered each other.
Just remember, as I saw in, I think, a Dateline special, those guards, they're in prison too.
What?
We'll be back.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners, and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store, or simply go to 96krock.com.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96KROQ.
Funny. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Telephone lines are open. Area code 239-277-9600. We'd love to hear from you. We turn the show over to you for about 30 minutes. You contribute, we could give you a prize. Also, in about 30 minutes, Are You Smarter Than Haney? Next hour, 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. And a programming note, tomorrow on this show, scheduled to appear in studio, our buddy Chris Jericho from Fozzy. They got their big show at the Buddha tomorrow night. Doors will open at 8. Sideshow Bob's Electric Circus at 9, and then Fozzy takes the stage at 10. $5 tickets end tonight at midnight. Yeah. You can get them on 96krock.com.
Wonder how various work attendance will be on Friday after the Fozzy show.
A little light. There'll be a lot of, you know, if you're supposed to be at work at 9, there'll be a few 10, 11 o'clock, some no-shows.
A lot of three-day weekends.
A lot of three-day weekends. Woo! 277-9600. Here's what we got available. If
The worst is when those calls come in, you know, at 4:30 a.m. Yeah, I got a fever.
Yeah. 102.
Yep.
Yeah. They also say I got a peptic ulcer.
Mm-hmm. And whatever it takes. Well, you know, as people that have done that one too many times where, you know, a cold doesn't work anymore.
Correct. It doesn't work. You got to say fever, and you got to don't make it too high. You might die, but don't make it too low where you, come on, you can work with that.
I think it's right around 102, 103.
Yep, 103s. That's spiking. That's when you got to come up with another malady.
Well, 103 is after you used 102 the last time, and it wasn't impressive enough.
Then you go and say you got an infected foot, you stepped on some glass. 277.
We've seen way too much. We've seen too much.
Way too much. Look, this is why with Dave.
We've seen too much.
You know, I see him with his fun and games. I'm 56 years old. I have seen every single trick utilized in the book. Okay? I have seen it all. You're not fooling me. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I've seen the fevers, the infections, the cuts, the endoscopies.
You know, the good part of that, though, is if I say to you, or you say to me, man, I can't do it. You know that it's true.
Because we don't miss a day.
And we've both been in here with 102 fevers.
Easy. Hallucinating.
Yep.
Oh, don't kid me.
I remember that one show where I think all we did was just laugh at the absurdity that we were here.
Yep.
You've seen people do the dead relative card too, right? Yeah, the grandfather passed away.
Yeah, you know.
That's low.
That's low.
You can't get away with it anymore because of the internet.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, what are you going to go? Say somebody to somebody, I don't believe you're suffering from pleurisy.
Yeah,
Because even in their normal time, they have a hacking cough.
Yeah, I think the dead relative thing, it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to research, you know, who had died, but the obituary hasn't come out yet.
Right. You got to be on top of stuff. Then it becomes, you know what? It becomes too big of a problem.
Yeah, I can't make it in today. Yes. What's the problem? I got to go to my cousin's funeral. Oh, yeah. No. What happened? She was on this airplane. And might have heard of it.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
By all means, take as much time as you need. Big 3-day weekend. 2-7-7-9-6-0-0. Here's what we have available for you this segment. If you would like to contribute, you could get something here. We have a few left of the Stan and Haney 6,000th show T-shirts and a sticker.
Thanks to the Chicken Man.
And Tony. And so if you'd like to save that, it'd be a collector's item. We got that for you. If you don't have digital in your car, we can set you up with an HD car tuner. These will give you HD quality radio stations for your regular signal. We have a few of those left. Maybe you'd like a ticket to an upcoming Miracle game. Your choice. We got a Stan bobblehead, and if you need something to eat, we have $25 to the pewter mug. 277-9600. 239 area code. If you want a stick pin, tell us where you're at. What do you got for us, Haney?
I'll tell you what I got. I'm walking down the street like Lucky LaRue.
Oh, John Prine.
I'm walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, thinking about you. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jessica. I talked to you guys yesterday and won the Jeff Dunham ticket.
Oh, yes. Hi, Jessica.
We told her we cared about her, so she probably needs help.
Yeah, we do. Yes. So I went on the Stan and Haney website yesterday, and I wanted to show you that your listeners care as well, and I clicked on the link to buy the guys a beer, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's down.
Why is that down?
That went down.
I need Stan's PayPal information.
I don't have. I lost it.
Oh, jeez.
I'll put mine in there.
We appreciate that.
We're gonna fix that, and we appreciate that. You're too kind. You don't have to do that for us, sweetheart.
But you can get yourself a sweet Stan Haney T-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to buy you guys a beer one time. So maybe I'll see you at one of the ball games this year.
All right. So you go to a lot of the Miracle games.
I do, and I've met you a couple times at the Miracle Games, and once at a when you did the football game.
Okay,
the local
sure.
Arena football, and you were playing. I met you there at that.
Yeah,
night
well,
too,
here's so. What I need you to do, Jessica. Is next time that we're out and about, don't be a stranger. Now you know us, and we know you. Come on up and identify yourself.
Say
so,
it's me.
So yeah, say hey, it's me. It's Jessica. All right.
I will. Thanks
and it'll
so
be
much, guys.
It'll be easy. I'll remember because the Allman Brothers will start playing in my head.
Yep.
Yeah, you know my funny story about that. My mom's best friend hooked up with Greg Allman one night.
Okay, I'm all ears. We won't hang up on you just yet. What happened?
According to her recollection, not a whole lot happened because he was so
whiskey D
out of his mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, because.
My mom went to high school with the Allman Brothers, and she was on a double date with Greg and Dwayne when they were kids, clean cut kids, just nice boys. Now she said Dwayne was always a hellraiser, but Greg was really sweet and nice and shy.
Yeah, I mean she said he was really nice, and you know. A good kisser, but that was about all I had.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Nice lady. 277.
It really is amazing the way that things work out because what Greg did post Dwayne amazes me because he idolized him.
I know that.
Dwayne was more than just a big brother to Greg. He was everything.
Yeah. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Brian.
What's going on, buddy?
I was calling in about the people call in with the dead relatives.
Yes.
I had a guy that was working for me for a while, and he just disappeared for 2 weeks. And then he was already on the decline with his work and everything. And all of a sudden, he called in 2 weeks later. Oh, my mom died. And at that point, what do you do as an employer? You can't really say, well.
But his mom really died.
There's no way to look. You couldn't even.
You're doing Edward Rooney and saying, produce a corpse.
Stuck in a rock and a hard place with that one.
Absolutely. What do you do?
I kind of let him stay there for another couple weeks after he came back, and then let him quit.
Take as much time as you need, champ.
Tell him to bring one of those cards from the funeral.
What can I get you?
You guys just keep being awesome, and congratulations on 6,000 episodes.
Thank you, buddy.
You guys are amazing.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. 2779600. This sounds so good.
Those of you that were listening yesterday, I made reference to this album because John Prine has a new record out. But this one is my favorite John Prine record of all time.
It's got a lot of good stuff on it.
Because if you pay attention, this is a little different than any other John Prine record because the band that is backing him, it's the Heartbreakers.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Gary down in Naples. How
you
guys doing?
Gary,
what do you say, Gary?
Hey, I'm just wondering if you or Haney ever got into any Paul Butterfield blues band.
Sure, I'm familiar with the Paul Butterfield blues band. Sure.
Yeah, because I remember a couple weeks ago you guys were playing some Howlin' on the show.
Yeah.
And he was out of Chicago, I believe, right?
Yeah. Howlin'
Wolf.
And, well, all of those guys in Chicago were from Mississippi and ended up in Chicago.
Yeah, because this one guy that played for Butterfield, his name was Pig Boy Crabshaw. You ever hear of him?
No. And I don't know Paul Butterfield a lot, but I like him. And one of the things that I really enjoyed that he did was, it's now historic. I remember when it was new, but B.B. King did a Cinemax special.
Uh-huh.
Where they basically said to him, okay, we're going to give you an hour special, invite whoever you want, but we insist that you have Billy Ocean there.
Ah, yeah, well, to get, make it contemporary.
But yeah, he had...
Really, yacht music.
But
yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
On this Cinemax special, it was incredible. He had Etta James and Gladys Knight. He had Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Paul Butterfield, Phil Collins was playing drums, Albert King was there, and I think that's where he met Stevie Ray.
Great stuff.
And it was just, and Dr. John was there, it was just amazing.
It's amazing how these old-time guys all got together and used to mesh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had to. On my wall right now, I have from the Fillmore a Paul Butterfield Blues Band poster, original one. And what they used to do at the Fillmore shows is that they had whoever was contemporary right now, but they would have all these mix of blues acts and jazz people, and they'd put them all on the same bill back in the day.
Just unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate
that.
Yeah, that
one song he did, that Born in Chicago, was unbelievable.
Yep.
All right.
What a great tune.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. I got to go, buddy. All right.
Stan, I just want to have you mark down on your calendar. I know you're a big coffee guy.
Yeah.
May 29th, you may not be able to get your coffee.
Why?
Because all the corporate-owned Starbucks stores will be closed for racial bias training.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, because of the whole bathroom incident.
Yeah.
All the corporate-owned stores have to close for mandatory racial bias training.
So now loitering will only be enforced against white people.
I guess so.
Or those who don't buy coffee.
Let me put it to you this way.
No. Those who don't buy coffee, unless it's a person of color, and then they're allowed to do what they want.
Every business is doing this right now, and it's driving me nuts. You know, how did I make it 56 years? I started working when I was 15. And I'm still working. And only in the last couple of years did Haney and I have to go suddenly take training.
Different world after Irma.
Yeah, it's a different world after Irma. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys.
Yeah, oh, we got a little attitude here. What? Who's this?
Ahoy, this is Vicky from Cape Coral.
All right, Vicky, don't shout at me.
Okay.
All right, thank you, baby. What's going on?
Dear. Well, I had a question for you. Last week you had a guy that won $1,000 from the GEF contest.
Yeah.
And you were asking him the procedure and things of that sort.
Yeah.
And he said he had left like three of the entries.
Yeah.
On the website and looked at the entry, the rules, and it says only one entry per person.
Stop
per...
with the sour grapes. Only one is taken.
Then it means that probably the other ones didn't count.
They didn't count. Only one gets through. All right, just because you're bitter, Vicky, because it wasn't you that got the thou, don't come and turn on me.
Well, no. I just want to make sure if I enter more than once that my entry...
Go ahead.
Here's what I want you to do.
One of your multiple entries will count. The other ones will get deleted.
I want you to call the front desk and have them put you in touch with corporate. You have a legitimate question. You deserve a legitimate answer.
Yeah.
And we don't have all the details.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
And tell them that you're sour grapes.
Indeed.
Love you, Vicky. Love you. Love you, Vicky.
Love you.
We care.
Quit hollering at me.
One more call, and then we got to make room for Karen and Smarter Than. You know what? I'm going to take care of that right now so we have enough time. I got to stop. Unfortunately. You know, and I'm sorry that Vicky put me in just one mood.
Quit hollering at me.
Yep. Vicky.
Quit hollering at me.
When we come back, we'll get a lucky Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to go see Jeff Dunham at Germain on April 26th. We'll do that when we come back. Also, safe word at 4. You know, you can try as many times as you want. One will get in. And maybe... you'll be called and get $1,000. Maybe.
And, you know, they have the rules posted and all of that. I mean, we know next to nothing about that.
And if you don't win, don't take it out on Stan.
Yeah. All we got is
contest.
We're nothing but order takers.
Yeah. All we've got to do is execute.
To Stan and Haney in afternoons, those guys are legends in the market. Kick ass. Love them. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday. You're about 25 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you $1,000. Oh, Haney, by the way, Vicky did call corporate.
Well, good.
Good for her. I hope she gets the answer she needs.
Well, yeah. I mean, if she has a concern like that, you
absolutely.
Know, we don't know what to say. So, we've got a full staff of highly trained professionals standing by.
Yep. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
And was she happy with their answer?
I don't know. I just know that she's maneuvering up the ladder.
That's what she should do.
That's what the ladder's for.
Do you think we need those headaches?
No, we're not qualified.
We're not. You know, people think, you know, oh, Stan, hey, why don't you do that? You have no idea the emails that we get about the station, about the way it's run.
There are so many things.
We're not in charge of anything.
That is the contest that she was referring to. That's an entirely different department.
Yeah, it's not even K-Rock. It's not even Southwest Florida. It's national.
And that's why I told her that, you know, call corporate, because it's not even run out of this building.
No.
We are merely employees.
Yep. Don't forget that. Are you smarter than Haney? Karen has joined us. She's going to be your lifeline. You can use her for one of the categories. There's six categories. First person to get to six, either Haney or our contestant, will win. If you defeat Haney, we have a pair of tickets to see Jeff Dunham at Germain Arena, his passively aggressive tour, April 26th. That can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like
sing it,
to
Karen.
See you f***ing try it.
Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me.
I can't sing.
Yes, you can.
It's hard work.
Stan's quick questions. And remember, there's a beep in there for a reason.
Yes. Oh, yes.
D-Train found out the hard way.
Oh, no.
I mute my mic.
Oops.
I'm the one who knows the most.
If you dare to disagree,
simply prove you're smarter than me.
I'm a genius,
Stan's a slob. I must beat you, that's my job.
If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days.
And by the way, don't worry about it. It's a mulch fire in Immokalee.
Yup, don't worry about it. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. That does not necessarily mean the first one. I will know in my headphones. See, thing of the trade is a broadcaster has headphones, cans. And I can tell if the connection is the way I want it to be.
And if not?
They will go to another caller.
And you also have a great intuition.
I have.
Like, for instance, you called it that Vicky was a sourpuss.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yep.
Sour grapes.
Yeah. Had sour grapes. It's because she didn't win. If you get a correct answer, you'll hear this.
Come down later for booth two.
Well, of course, but you'll hear this. Incorrect. Taking too long. Lose.
Aww.
Karen.
Release the phone.
Phone lines are released. Random Stan and Haney listener. Defeat Haney and you get to go see Jeff Dunham live, Germain Arena, April the 26th. All right, let's try this line.
I hope it's Vicky.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Brad, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Would you like to challenge Haney?
I would like to challenge Haney.
All right, Brad. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Karen, not
it's
guys.
It's Karen. Say hi to Karen.
Oh, hi,
Colin. Hi, Brad.
Okay,
your phone's garbage.
Your phone is going, Brad. I'm going to might have to
pull
cut
over,
you off.
Brad.
Pull over or something.
Oh, man.
Get it together.
Your phone is really starting to crap out. Okay, that's good. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right, good.
Even if you're parked at a green light.
Yeah, even if, yep, just stay where you are. Because this is gonna take a few minutes.
Even if the police
That's
show
okay.
up.
How's the juice on your phone? Plenty of juice?
Plenty of juice. Haven't used it all day. I've been working like a dog.
All right, here we go. The categories. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card. Hey, let me get wild card out before they we always start with Mark Haney. Now, remember, Brad, if Haney can't answer the question, you can steal. If you have the category open, he can do the same for you, okay?
All righty.
All right, here we go. Haney, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. Da-da-da-da. That would be people and places. Da-da-da. What's the second most spoken language in the state of Maine? In the state of Maine, what is the second most spoken language?
French.
You are absolutely correct. It's French. You're right up there on the border, and you're on the board, Haney. Brad, category?
Go with geography.
All right, that's people and places. Let's see.
He's just following suit.
What cities, consultants, and experts are sometimes dubbed Beltway Bandits? What city?
Beltway Bandits. Oh, man. That's crazy. Let's go with... Beltway Bandits.
3 seconds.
Let's go with Dallas.
Incorrect. Haney, I know you have the category, but do you think you know?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. it is. Haney, you have control, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
History.
In history. Haney, in history, what final destination did the Titanic fail to reach in its maiden voyage in 1912? Where was it headed for?
The United States.
More specific?
New York.
Correct. New York City in history. On the board. Remember, Brad, you have Karen as a lifeline if you need her. Before we ask the question, you're wide open. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and take geography again.
Geography, that's people and places. let's see. What's the largest library in the United States?
Is it the Ronald Reagan Library?
Incorrect. Anybody?
Library of Congress.
You are correct, Haney. Haney has control. Entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure. Wild. Wild card.
Let's go. Ladies' choice.
All right, what do you want? What do you want, Karen, for Haney? Entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure. See, look at that. Wild card.
I'm going to go with wild card today.
Wild card.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. In wild card. Listen carefully.
Okay.
This is for Haney in wild card. What foreign language did Mexico's president's children study for 3 hours a day in 1990? They already spoke Spanish, but they studied for 3 hours a day learning this language. For Mark Haney in wild card.
English?
Incorrect. Brad, you can steal the category in wild card. It wasn't English. What language were they learning in 1990?
Let's go with Latin.
Incorrect.
Can I steal?
No, you can't, because you missed the question.
Japanese?
Japanese. Ooh. It was Japanese. Haney, you do... Oh, no, Brad has control. Brad...
I thought that was his question
no,
in geography.
It was yours. It was wild card.
It was wild card. Wild card,
Brad,
yeah.
Brad, people and places, entertainment, card. History, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. La-da-da-da. Are you a fan of the race car driving, Brad?
Not too much.
All right, then I'll skip that one.
That's how this game works.
I want to at least get him on the board.
I'm playing for charity, apparently.
Okay,
you're not going to go on Twitter about Stan doing that with a question, right?
Here we go, Brad. In sports and leisure, what boxer dubbed various opponents the Bear, the Mummy, and the Acorn? What the boxer? Yeah, he called his opponents the Bear, the Mummy, the Acorn.
Let's go with, I don't know much about boxing. Let's go with Sugar Ray.
Sugar Chris.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Oh, I can?
You sure can. It was his category. You didn't get it. It's wide open in sports and leisure.
Muhammad Ali. I was going to say Cassius Clay, but then you probably would have stolen it from me.
No, I would have given that to you, too. Yeah, the Bear was Sonny Liston.
Because some of those were during Cassius Clay.
That's true. Haney, you have also control of the board. Entertainment, science and nature, wild card.
Let's go entertainment.
Entertainment. In 1990, a credit card company sponsored Paul McCartney's North American tour. What was the credit card?
Visa?
Yep. Sure was. Visa. You got some catching up to do, Brad. Do you want to use your lifeline maybe to get on the board?
Yeah, let's go ahead and give it to Karen.
All right. You want her to choose?
Yeah, she can go ahead and choose her favorite.
Okay, let's do entertainment.
Entertainment. Da, 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 da. In entertainment, Karen will answer for Brad. What Disney movie boasts a total of 6,469,952 canine spots?
Come on.
Canine spots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
Like 101 Dalmatians?
Yes! Brad is on the board.
What happened?
He said thank you, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Haney, you're on a roll, though. Science and nature, wild card.
Science.
Science! Let's see. What make of gun, Haney, is often dubbed, I am asking the question as it is written, D-Train.
You better be careful. He might go on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
What make of gun is often dubbed with an S and a W?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
So tough.
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say Smith and Wesson.
You are correct.
Even I knew that.
All right. Brad, people and places, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Go with the wild card.
All right. Okay, this is a good one. What grim fairy tale character destroyed himself after the queen guessed his name? What grim fairy tale character destroyed himself after the queen guessed his name?
Three. Charming?
No, that's incorrect. Haney, you can steal in wild card if you know the answer to that.
That would be the game, wouldn't it?
No. Yes, it would be. Oh. It would be the game.
Rumpelstiltskin.
You are correct.
Come on.
Wow. You know what, Brad? You didn't answer one question. Karen got you the only point.
I know. Oh, I would have gotten Haney's Smith and Wesson question.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Oh, that's good. You know what? We got a couple of minutes here. I need you to get, it won't count, you lost, but I want to give you a chance to at least get something right here, okay?
All right. Help me out here.
What two European countries share the Riviera?
Oh, man. The Riviera, I guess it'd be France and...
Yes.
Spain?
And what?
Spain?
No, France and Italy.
That was a good answer, though. Good answer.
What is the third largest cola company after Coca-Cola and PepsiCo with only 3% of the market?
You're killing me here.
This is easy stuff.
3% of...
You got.
It goes great with a moon pie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go great with the moon pie?
Straight out of Texas.
Yoo-hoo?
No. Royal Crown.
RC.
RC Cola.
Oh, RC Cola.
Let's try another one here.
What category are you really good in?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Entertainment.
All right, let me find something in entertainment.
Let's go rapid fire entertainment.
You got this.
All right. What hillbilly sitcom family trained its poodles to square dance?
Oh, this is before my time. Hillbilly taught poodles how to dance.
What hillbilly sitcom taught poodles how to dance?
There are so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, it could be all kinds. I'm just going to go with Old Yeller. I don't know.
The Beverly Hillbillies or the Clampett Family.
Old Yeller was not a sitcom. It made me cry.
No, it did.
Very sad.
How old are you?
Me? I'm 23.
Oh, yeah.
So that is way before
his
time.
That is before his time.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Before mine, too. It's okay.
Let me find something here that might.
Well, you're wise beyond your years.
Well. My dad taught me well, but I guess he didn't teach me all of that.
All right, here's entertainment. Who was president of the United States when the first Dallas episode appeared?
That's before his time.
Yeah. That's way before his time.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, everybody knows about Dallas.
Let's see. Clinton?
No, Jimmy Carter. Let me see.
You guys are setting me up for failure.
Hold on. No. I'm going to try to. Which of the 48 continuous states has the fewest people?
I'd say South Dakota.
Wyoming.
South Dakota.
Ask him something millennial, like, who is Cardi B?
No. Ask me something about music.
Hold on.
Finish this line. You know, it's hard out there for a...
For a pimp.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. You know what? I think you need to say that
blank
you're...
Blank ain't easy.
Hustle and Flow. I know the name of that movie.
You have a long way to go, Brad.
You ever seen the movie Patton?
Nope.
You should watch that.
About General Patton.
Yep. There you go. You got something to say to my friend Haney over here?
Haney, you are by far smarter than me, and I could never reach up to your pedestal.
No, yeah, you will. You're just a pup. You'll learn how to bite.
Brad, I'm going to give you a couple of tickets to go see Jeff Dunham at Germain Arena.
Awesome. You guys are awesome. 96 K-Rock, you guys rock.
You betcha, buddy. Hold on, okay? Oh, thank you. I guess you did. I see by the clock on the wall, we need to take a break. Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
You are wonderful, Karen, even though you got a point for him and not for me.
Yep. We'll be back.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Not a lot of people know it. Denny McClain's favorite song.
Yep. Stan and Haney here. You still have about 8 minutes to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. It's elevator. Elevator, ELEVATOR.
Like love in an
elevator.
Living it up when I'm going down.
Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com. Now, the poor soul that has the 702 area code who has texted multiple times to our Absolute Law text line, really trying hard to win, ain't going to win.
I bet it's Vicky.
It could be. You don't text it 702 area code to our text line here. It's a dedicated text number, 40772. And I forgot to talk about this, and we've talked about Barbara Bush passing away. Incidentally, Trump saying half staff for the flags, by the way. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time passed away at the age of 82 today. Came a Vincent J. McMahon. The old man brought him over, was the first WWE heavyweight champion, held the title for 8 years, gave it up in 71, won it back again, was an announcer for Vince McMahon in the WWE. Bruno Sammartino passed away. And if you're from that era, he was probably one of the top five greatest professional wrestlers in the game. Household name, if you were in that era, Bruno Sammartino. What a career, WWE Hall of Famer. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board. We have a crash, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway at Technology Court. That's in Fort Myers. And then on Fort Myers Beach, got a hit and run. 1600 block of Estero Boulevard right by the Hooters. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news. Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, Haney's going to tell you right now because he's going to give you the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Stan, I know you refer to a lot of my concerns as hand-wringing.
Yeah, you wring your hands a lot about nothing that you can fix.
Well,
you can fix it, great, but you can't.
I don't understand what is going on. I don't know why you do, but you patronize Starbucks.
I do. I got hooked. I'll be honest with you. When Starbucks first started popping up, and I liked coffee back then, I said to myself, you know what? This is a little bitter. It's almost like it has a burnt taste to it. I don't like it. And I said, well, I'll try it one more time. There's something the way that they brew it. It hooked me. Now I got to go every day.
They must put something in.
They got it. I'll tell you, it hooked me right in.
Well, as you may know, there was a loitering incident in Philadelphia.
Yep.
The police came and did their job, and that should be the end of that.
Yeah.
But because the men who were loitering were black, that changed it into a racial incident. And Starbucks is about as left-wing loony as you get. So, how are they to answer for their crime against humanity?
They're crumbling.
Starbucks is closing every single store on May 29th.
What day of the week is that? I hope it's a weekend, because my weekday cannot be disrupted.
D-Train, can you...
He
got does. A calendar?
He left the room.
What?
Don't say anything! Yeah. Oh!
He'll lose his mind.
Oh, don't! No!
Well, I guess I'll have to look it up then.
Yeah, hold on. I got a calendar here. What is it? May 29th?
March.
March? March?
Oh, no, what? May 29th. Gee, May 29th.
You threw me a curve there, buddy boy.
Well, I still got it.
Yeah, hold on. Where's this damn iPhone? Where the heck's my calendar on this thing?
You can never find what you need.
Hold it.
It's a Tuesday.
I got it.
It's a Tuesday.
What day?
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. That's going to affect you.
It's good. Most certainly will affect me.
Yep. All closed. Ridiculous.
Yeah, because they're getting sensitivity training.
Oh, this is interesting. At what age do you become an old person? They've done the study, and they have the answer.
Wait a second.
How old is Stan?
Yeah, am I in the cat? Am I old? Does it let?
Yes.
Why are you kidding me?
Ah, me too.
You too?
Well, yep. You do get senior discounts, so technically.
I do, and I take advantage of them. When I hit 55, I got even better discounts. Do you know what I pay for phone service?
I don't know. How big are the buttons? In Ohio, they call that the Golden Buckeye card.
I got that one hot button on there that calls police.
I've fallen.
You know, D-Train and I enjoy video games.
You sure do.
But we keep them in perspective.
Yep.
I'd like to think we haven't fallen this far.
I'll be the judge of that.
A kid in Greensboro, North Carolina was talking to the local TV news after a tornado went through his neighborhood on Sunday, and told them all about witnessing his neighbor's roof being ripped off.
Yeah.
But he still had to finish his game of Fortnite.
That's ridiculous. Although I do know some people that would sit through that and keep playing.
Hey, to be fair to the kid, you know, that's a multiplayer game. There's other people relying on him to finish it.
Yeah, and what's he going to do?
He can't penalize other people. And it's not his fault.
Not like he can help anybody.
There's no pause on a multiplayer game.
That's true. It would be rude.
Yep.
I see his point. Science.
Science! Science! Science!
Scientists have created an enzyme that eats plastic.
That's about time. That's killing this world.
We can use that for the trash island.
Yeah. Well, trash continent now.
Yep.
Can we move there?
To the trash continent?
Yeah.
That'd probably be nice.
Wonder how cell service is out there.
Peaceful. The fishing's good.
Probably be better than you think.
No taxes.
Dateline Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Mm. Oh, well, let me tell you something. Whatever this is, it's not good.
3 a.m. Thursday.
Even worse.
A man is busted for drunk driving wearing only his underpants. And they're novelty underpants.
Edible?
No. They have writing on them. Writing that says, breathalyzer, blow here.
Oh, for crying loud.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We try to reserve a little bit of time each day for laughter. Yeah, we got a crown 2018 yet. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
You sound a little preoccupied.
Uh-huh. Woo!
Kanye West.
Jesus.
Boy, we owe him a big thank you. He is taking time out of his busy life to write a philosophy book for us.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
I wish I were. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
quotes from Kanye West's philosophy book.
Top quotes from Kanye West's philosophy book. Jeez.
The greater the difficulty, the more the duct tape.
Dick.
When you're looking for your direction, you may find your child's name.
Jesus.
Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with a Twizzler.
You're a nauseating nincompoop.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Those who whisper sorta know. Ya dig?
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know.
Yeah.
We also know there are known unknowns. Uh-huh. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
As each year passes, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. And what a savvy investor he is. He just happens to know the right companies at the right time. When to get in, when to get out.
I swear to God, either he's a genius or somebody.
Oh, he puts Warren Buffett to shame. I don't know how he does it. You know? He buys up all the supplies of the only antibiotic that can treat anthrax. And it happens to be right before there's the big anthrax scare.
Bam!
Guy is brilliant.
Yep.
Don't know how he does it.
Oh, genius.
Probably a lot of hard work and research. Just like us. We have the same information available to us, don't we?
Yes?
No.
The top quotes from Kanye West's philosophy book. It's not the journey, it's the destination, unless your destination is a journey concert.
Don't talk like a jerk.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, Cannon.
Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing, and how comfortable you are wearing a male romper.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have.
And finally, the very top quote from Kanye West's philosophy book.
Yes.
A man shows true humility once he realizes he'll never be as good as Kanye.
Get that straight.
Oh, shut up, Maxine. Put a sock in it.
No, I'm not responding to him.
Crazy broad.
And I cannot be intimidated.
No, you're not smart enough to be intimidated.
They have been sued by women. And so we know about that checkered past.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm a strong black woman.
I know you are.
You know, let's talk about your husband and that bank.
Well, no.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
What?
Tune in tomorrow.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
What the? Okay, email time.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it.
Make the host look good.
That's it.
Email time.
I knew it.
Yeah. I knew it. Ahoy.
I know it.
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
I'll go down.
All right.
Look at this. It just keeps happening. Stick pin.
Woo!
This, and it wants to make sure that it get it right. It's Mr. Jody.
Mr. Jody?
Yes.
Mr.
Jody F. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Stick pin request. Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman, Montana. I'm a former Fort Myers resident and listener of your show since 2005. Now suffering through one of the longest winters. I listen every chance I get on the app or website. Sent from my rotary phone. Sincerely, Mr. Jody F. Thank you for listening in Bozeman, Montana, and spread the word.
Just too cold, but it is God's country
out
there.
It is. Is that our first one in Montana?
Lord, no.
Oh, no? Really? We got a lot more?
We got a lot of people in Montana?
3, 4, 5-ish.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
We may need to get an additional map.
What?
Because our world map is so crowded on the UK.
Yeah.
We may have to get a UK map.
I'd like to have a special UK map in here.
Because if you look at it, there are so many stick pins there, you can't make them all out.
And you can, when we get the one, I'll put a stick pin where I stayed when I went there the last time.
But you said that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't, but it's just a reference point.
So you would abuse your power like that?
No, I wouldn't abuse my power, but if somebody says, hey, I'm from blankety blank in England, I'll say, oh, yeah,
you'd probably get Kimball Wood to sign off on it.
The Guardian.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, you had a great segment with Mike Chiannopoulos. It was a subject that all Americans should be outraged at. So it would seem that the client-lawyer privilege is dead. So what's your next conversations going to be with that are no longer privileged? Your pastor or priest? Think about that. I think a priest can be compelled to tell you what they said.
The fact of the matter is, it's all a charade.
Yeah.
The NSA has everything on everybody already.
Yep. How about your doctor or anyone else that you consider a trusted confidant? It just makes me sick the way that the left is paying no regard to the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
They think they can just bend the law.
They do all this and then say Trump is not above the law.
They do all this and make it work to their advantage. People need to realize just how serious this is. It will not change until we decide enough is enough. It seems that once people realize the fact that things are slowly starting to be undone, I'll point to California. Look at what's going on now, that the people are speaking out. So if you love this country, speak out and don't be sheep being led to slaughter. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one, here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova,
a Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Gonna update you on the Fozzie Show tomorrow night at the Buddha. Let me just say, you got until midnight tonight to get the nice price. We'll give you the details as well. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, North Tamiami Trail and Brooks Road. Then we have a crash, Fort Myers, Ranchette Road and Penzance Boulevard. And still working that accident on Fort Myers Beach. It was a hit and run. 1600 block of Estero Boulevard right by the Hooters. And you are up to date. Now let's get you up to date on Fozzie, Chris Jericho's band, coming to the Buddha in Fort Myers tomorrow night. Tickets in advance are $5, and you can get them at 96krock.com until midnight. After that, they go up to $7 at the door only, if there are any left, because this thing's going to sell out. Doors will open at 8 at the Buddha. Things will get kicked off with Sideshow Bob's Electric Circus at 9 o'clock. Fozzie will hit the stage at 10. And if there are any tickets left, $7 at the door. Chris Jericho, scheduled to be in studio with us tomorrow afternoon. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico from Cape Crape and Chowder. What's going on, Tony? Did you go to a bike night last Saturday where all the festivities were going, or did you close down?
Well, I did go down there because who's going to turn down Molly Hatchet?
Yeah, that's typically you wouldn't do that. What do you want? You know what? You only call. You remember the days when you used to call Haney and I and say, hey, lunch is on me today, guys, or dinner's on me. You don't pay for nothing. And we would come in, and those days...
Stop right there. Have you ever paid one red cent for anything?
I haven't been in your restaurant in at least 5 years when I punched you in the face that time. because of what you were doing. And every time, I would always leave a little something under the coffee cup. And let me tell you, every time you call, you want something. You want something. I stopped going to that place. The quality went down. And it, really, you don't offer, you don't show friendship. What do you, so I go back and I won't say, how are you doing? How's the family? How's Big Tim? Now, what do you want?
Well, okay then.
What can I help you with, Tony? I hope things are going well. I don't get up to Cape Coral as much as I'd like to. I hope the business is still open.
Well, we're hanging on.
Good. And Big Tim is doing well, I take it.
Big Tim is an angel. You know why?
Why is that?
Because you don't know better.
And I think he essentially takes care of you, doesn't he? I mean, you used to have your son, Tony Jr. Dom used to come down. You had your wife, Sheila. And they all took care of Tony D'Amico so that he could just concentrate on sitting in his Tornado and smoking. Now they're all gone. Now you got Big Tim.
Me and Timmy were two of a kind.
Ah, that's good.
You ever seen that movie? I think it was called Of Mice and Men.
Yep. A lot like that situation. A lot like that.
But the reason I'm calling today...
See? Here we go. Yes, Tony.
Particular...
What?
Pardon me? In particular...
Okay. In particular, yes.
In particular.
What is it?
You was just talking about the Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks are going to be closed like on May 29th for sensitivity training.
Well, I have an announcement to make as well.
You have an announcement to make.
All Cape Crape and Chowder locations... will be closed for racial sensitivity training on May the 28th.
However, that'd be a Monday.
On the 29th,
yeah.
We will be open and we're bringing in extra coffee.
Wait a second. Hold on. Because you just brought up multiple questions.
Right.
All of the Cape Crape and Chowder's locations will be closed on Monday. Let's address that first, and then I'll get into the other stuff. So you're for racial sensitivity training.
Right.
Isn't this the only Cape Crape and Chowder in Cape Coral? And isn't it just you and Big Tim?
Me and Big Tim and my business partner, the Jolly Mod.
Oh, that's right. He's the one. You know what? I don't blame you then. He's the one that's going to cause you trouble. A White Glove John's nephew who came over from Haiti on a boat and you took him in. The Jolly Mon, he's the one because he's going around your restaurant dancing and grabbing and touching.
He's an entertainer.
We've been told. So,
yeah, but we don't know what he does.
Well, he's an entertainer.
Okay. So you're going to have... And who's going to host this sensitivity training? You got a person coming in from some organization to show a slideshow to the staff, you included. You got to be in there. No smoke breaks. And be taught about this world after Irma?
Yes. The Jolly Man will be leading the training.
What's he leading the training for? He's the one that you got trouble with.
Well,
he's the only minority out of the group.
Yeah. No,
that's not true. Sometimes we have a little Mexican kid come in and help us.
Okay. Is he going to be there?
He counts.
He won't count.
No, because he's got school then.
Okay. Okay, so Jolly Mon is going to host the racial sensitivity training. Is this gender sensitivity too?
I think it's going to probably focus on the racial stuff, but there's other things too. And the reason I know that you know that we only have one location.
Yeah.
But the Jolly Man says that we should always talk like we have more than one location.
Talk big.
And then that we have like a corporate headquarters. And my heart's not in it. What can I say?
Did something happen to warrant this training?
Yeah, what happened? Why did you call upon this? I mean, we know Starbucks is doing it. No. I know exactly why he's doing this, and that's the second part. I'm going to quiz you a little bit there, old man, and you're going to tell me this isn't about racial sensitivity training with Jolly Mon, Big Tim, you, and the little Mexican kid that comes in once in a while, but he's got school. It has nothing to do about that. You're looking to get the publicity.
That's low.
Publicity. Not true. About Starbucks being closed the next Tuesday, and you just said you're going to be buying extra coffee. This is so that you can have people who would normally go to Starbucks, because nobody's going to come in on a Monday at your place. Nobody's going to come in. You're not even barely open for 2 hours on a Monday, but you are going to be open on Tuesday.
I told you my heart's not in this. And I'll shoot straight with you. The fact of the matter is we're closed on Mondays anyway.
That's what I mean. I knew it. Now, you're going to be selling coffee. Now, I understand, old man, that you're not going to be doing the lattes and the macchiatos and all that. But you got to have a decent... exactly. My point exactly. And your frappuccinos and all of this stuff.
Your mochas.
Mochas. But you're going to have to go and sell coffee. You're going to need to have a dark roast, a medium roast, a light roast. Do you have an espresso machine?
We got full bodied and decaf.
And what kind of coffee makers do you have? They have the ones, you know, the pour overs, the espresso machines, French press. Oh, what kind of stuff you got there? Because it's going to be a big day. Tony D'Amico and Cape Crepe and Chowder going to have coffee on the Tuesday that Starbucks is closed. What do you got?
Yeah, well, that was Jolly Mind's idea. And the whole sensitivity training, I'll be honest with you, he just come up with that on the spur of the moment while you guys was talking about it.
Then what?
But I know.
Then why even bother on the Tuesday that Starbucks is closed? What is that noise?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard
it
a beep
on your end.
I know. I heard a beep like something was
backing up
or something was in the microwave or something. I don't know.
Fries are done.
I don't know what the hell goes on in my own life. Don't ask me.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. On Tuesday, the 29th, when the Starbucks is closed.
Probably Jolly Man fixing himself some more food.
Yeah. You going to have a barista in the... Cape Crepe and Chowder, cute little girl serving up coffee with the cardboard ring around it and all that.
I can't afford all that.
What are you going to do then?
What's going to happen is I'm going to have to go into my own restaurant and hear the same lecture that I've heard over and over and over again about white effing privilege.
You don't have anybody else that comes in. Do you know that Cape Coral, they did a survey a while back. Cape Coral is 98% white. And I don't think anybody of any color other than Caucasian has ever been. Oh, I take it back. Remember when you had the two guys from Immokalee come in? Dominguez was one of them. And who was the other one? You kicked him out?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
They came in and wanted a cup of coffee and some scrambled eggs. And Ramon Dominguez, because he made the papers.
Ramon Dominguez.
And his buddy came in and you called. Well, they called me. And then the authorities got involved. You made the papers and all that, that you were
Stan, let's not go down memory lane. I don't know which way is up, okay? Since Charlie Mon got here, he's been ingratiating himself, and he likes to go out to the bike night, and he goes around to little local coffee houses, uh-huh. and he's an entertainer, and he's developed a following. And
he's developed a following?
Well, all I can tell you is for the first time in 17 years, I had a table for six.
Whoa! Really? And what did you serve them?
Just the usual slop.
They come back?
And they probably will because they like him. And he made friends with these people. And they're all white ladies, a little bit on the chunky side, and they were wearing Black Lives Matter T-shirts. And one of them, I guess, writes for a little, some sort of newspaper, but it's not a real newspaper. You know what I mean? Like the ones you get for free at the gas station.
Yep.
And he showed it to me. And she wrote up a review at a restaurant.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah, nice. What did it say?
It was a glowing review, but she kept referring to how wonderful that the Jolly Mon is and described everything as earthy and authentic.
Right. Well, she's right there. She's earthy and authentic. And let me tell you something. Now, that's all original.
I understand what authentic means. But I don't know what earthy means.
I'll tell you what earthy means. It means it smells.
Oh.
Yep. You go into your restrooms, and especially after an evening when you where it's very woodsy smelling.
Well, I thought that's what they meant when they said it was a funky place.
That it is funky, or it smells funky?
That it's funky and earthy and fun and authentic.
Those are words for dump.
And I'm looking at this table of these women, and I honest to God thought to myself, is this the first black person they've ever met?
Who, Jolly Mon?
Yeah, because they were talking about all these racial issues, and he just laughed his way through it.
No, these people they're wearing the Black Lives Matter shirt, and none of them are black. Read the paper once in a while. Take a look at the news.
And I asked the Jolly Mon, I said, how come you're not wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt? Anybody wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, it should be you. And he just laughed at me.
Hey, it's a table of six, Tony.
It was a table for six.
How they tip?
Couldn't believe it. You know, and then that triggered, you know, the mandatory 22% gratuity.
Yep. Anything over four, automatic 22%.
I'll tell you this: they went through so many damn captain's wafers. I'm about out.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can probably make that up on this, and then
this sensitivity training. I know, you know, the white privilege, and that I haven't earned anything. I didn't build that. This business doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the community.
Well.
And love has no borders. And F Trump. And just.
So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
If I keep going with, tables for six, I guess I'll shut up.
Yep. And what are you going to charge for a cup of coffee on the 29th?
I don't know. I think he wants to do a discount for he-she's.
We'll be back.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Want to let you know that Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Everything all right? I heard you having a discussion with people out in the hallway. They bothering you?
Somebody just looking for the wolf, man.
Oh, all right. He's a good guy.
First guy on K-Rock.
First guy on K-Rock. And he was Mr. Cool in the house, and the company broke him.
Yep.
Now he's a older, well, I think he's the oldest salesman we got here.
And he'll be here as long as I got anything to do with
yep.
it. But well, I've never had anything to do with it.
No, ever. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A road watcher just called in, and I can't use the expletives that he used, but I will.
Are they appropriate?
No. Well, for the situation, yes. For air, no. Bonita, Old 41 and 41 North. OMG. It's really effed up.
And where is it?
Old 41 and 41 North. Then we...
Well, wasn't everybody getting off the interstate at Bonita?
Yeah, from earlier today with the crash in the school bus. Fort Myers crash, 6 Mile Cypress and South Tamiami Trail. And then this one also, Fort Myers crash, Ranchette Road and Penzance Boulevard. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 18th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. I'd like to do a little housekeeping here, if I might.
Please, please do.
We used to have a very large poster-sized photograph of you and I right there.
Yep.
Where has that gone?
I think it's been destroyed.
I think maybe in our office.
No, but it was already destroyed. People had drawn on it.
Yeah, somebody put tape over your mouth.
Put tape over my mouth and ripped it off. And it was, you know, it was abused and then...
Much like the Trump cutout.
Yeah, and it was torn down.
So we no longer have that?
No. No, well, we might have it, but it's not...
It's not in display condition.
Yeah, it's not in display condition.
We need to get another one.
Zito's picture's still up.
And that was what I was noticing. And it's a fine portrait, I want that to remain exactly where it is, but I would like to restore our portrait.
Did somebody make that for us?
Yeah, that was made by the guy who made our Phoebe Cates picture. That was basically a test sample to see if their plotter could print in the quality in which they wanted the Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, and they sent us that along with it.
And then he used that as packing material to cover up Phoebe.
Yeah, and then that's when we put it up.
Yeah, I'd like to see that restored, and I think it should go right there.
We got
to
find the guy that did that for us and have him do another one.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
All righty.
Gangs of New York was a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm. I liked that movie. That was good.
Yeah. Where was that filmed?
New York. No, I couldn't be in New York because huge sets.
They were huge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Canada.
Canada.
Most of Gangs of New York was filmed in Italy on giant sets to replicate New York in the 19th century.
Probably use some of those old spaghetti Western sets.
You know, that's amazing. Because there are sets that are just always there.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was Paramount. And I know where I saw it. It was that actress that I've been meaning to tell you about. And I can...
Tuesday Weld?
No. I can tell you if you don't start throwing other names in my head. I'll tell you during the break. But she had posted a video of the back lot, and I think it was Paramount.
Yeah.
And the Bewitched house. It's been in almost every movie.
Yeah, and I think the Brady Bunch house and all that.
They're all right there.
Here's the deal with Paramount.
And it's like once you become aware of it,
yeah,
and they
it
show
all
of these movies, and it's all the same street.
Paramount bought out Desilu, who had, back in the 60s, who had all of the lots for the Andy Griffith Show and a ton of other shows. And so Paramount already had their back lots. They buy that. They got most of those lots. Now, not all of them. There's still some. A lot of they use on tours now. But a lot of them were bulldozed. But they were around in every movie they used.
Well, I guess the Bewitched house, it's been burned down and damaged, but they always rebuild it.
A good example, and I think you Trekkies out there know this. There's an episode of Star Trek. Joan Collins was in that episode, incidentally, where they go back to an Earth-like planet, and it's all run by the mob. And so Spock and Kirk are walking around, and it's the same exact set that was done for the Andy Griffith Show. So you see Kirk and Spock walking through this town, but it's got the courthouse. It's got Floyd's barber shop there.
But it's run by the mob.
Yeah, but it's a whole different thing, and it's run by the mob.
But it's Mayberry.
I think that was episode The City on the Edge of Forever.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. But they have to have a set, and they had the Griffith set up.
And so the mob took over Mayberry.
Yeah, and that was Paramount Star Trek.
And so did Captain Kirk. You said Joan Collins was in this.
Yeah.
Was Captain Kirk in Joan Collins?
Yes. 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 They shared a moment.
I know you're a big fan of a certain band. Most people call them the Police. You call them the
Cops.
And the lead singer of that band is Gordon Sumner.
Yes.
But he doesn't go by that. He goes by the name Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have been around since what, mid-70s?
Who, the Police?
Yeah.
they had to be pre-1980, because around 81, yeah. 82 is when they hit it big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Joan Collins and Kirk in Mayberry.
Such a nice town. It's a shame the mob took it over.
See, that's like at Floyd's barber shop there. But it's all the Andy Griffith show set. Yeah, she was beautiful back in those days.
What is Bones doing?
Because I guess it's a mob run, so she gets killed. And
spoiler alert.
See, Spock had to wear a skull cap so they wouldn't see his pointy ears.
Bones and Kirk are in a warm embrace.
Yeah, I know. Because he cared for Joan Collins.
Oh, they both did. Everybody wanted her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Even Spock.
They didn't call her the bus for nothing.
Yeah, everybody rides.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was the bike.
The doorknob.
Well, you would think that Sting would protect that name. Because he makes a lot of money off it.
I know the answer to this. And you'd think. But he doesn't.
Would you like to spill the answer to this then?
The wrestler owns Sting.
The registered owner with the U.S. Patent Office of Sting is the wrestler.
Yep.
But he very magnanimously allows Gordon Sumner to use the name.
Yep.
Without penalty.
Right.
You You know, everyone, well, not everyone, but I think most of us are aware that the Marine Corps is actually older than the country itself.
Yep.
What you may not know is the same is true with the National Guard, only more so. The National Guard began as a militia in Massachusetts in 1636, which means the National Guard is 140 years older than the United States itself.
Wow.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the episode, I don't know if you were right, a piece of the action. Am I right
no,
on that?
The city on the edge of forever.
Oh, then why does this guy say a piece of the action episode in regards to
Star Trek? Now we can argue for a week about what friggin' Star Trek episode
it was.
These
Trekkies, I'll tell you, it's like turning over a rock with them.
They think they know everything about Star Trek.
And Star Wars, for that matter.
No, those are Warsies.
Know everything about Star Trek and, you know, the first science officer, Mr. Spook. And
Stargate. Starship Troopers.
Yep, and Burns McCoy.
Yep.
And who was the engineer, that Irish guy?
Yeah. Shoddy.
Yep.
Ice Pirates.
Mm. And then there was...
Zulu.
Michelle Nichols.
Yeah.
Michelle Nichols played Uhuru.
Yep.
Yep. Boy, we are just throwing red meat right out there, aren't we?
It's for you, Trekkies.
But see, no one knows we're joking.
I know. They take it as like an affront.
And for the next week, we'll be getting emails correcting us on things we know.
Look at this.
No joking about Star Trek.
Because you guys are mixing up two different episodes with Joan Collins. I guess she was in both of them. It was separate from the mobster episode.
You know what? Gene Collins was never even on Star Trek.
Yep, she was on Dallas.
Police Squad.
We can do this all day.
All day long.
Yep.
This is our forte.
Mm-hmm. And who the Japanese guy, Mr. Sumo?
Yes, Sumo.
Is that his name?
Zulu.
Oh, Zulu? Yep. I thought it was Sumo.
Yeah.
He turned out to be quite a ladies' man.
He sure did.
And then the big hairy guy, the triple.
What was that actor's name? Pat Morita? Isn't he the one that played Zulu?
Yes.
Yes. I told you, his name was Achu.
Remember that episode where the whole USS Interpol ended up filled up with cotton candy that was alive?
Yep.
That was my favorite Star Trek episode.
Yep. I love Star Trek.
Yep.
I think it's called The Attack of the Ewoks or something.
Yep. And I love that Forrest McKelley.
Oh.
Did she play a horror?
No, I think that was an ensign.
Yeah, but she was a great actress.
Yep. Starbucks.
Yeah. All day long. You can do it all day long.
A Starbucks location in Philadelphia called the police last week on two black gents who were waiting for a friend. You know, I guess there's no point in pointing out that they have a policy. It's part of a manager's job to enforce that no loitering and that Starbucks exists for customers.
Yep.
So therefore, customers in Starbucks, regardless of race, creed, color, customers are treated differently than non-customers.
Correct.
Customers,
the way I was always brought up.
Customers are given preferred treatment.
Yep.
But that didn't stop the CEO of Starbucks for falling all over himself, prostrating himself They've fired the manager, but that's not enough to satisfy the mob. So they've announced that Tuesday, May 29th, they will close every store in the United States and devote that day to hold racial bias training, and they will subject this indoctrination to 175,000 employees.
Who had nothing to do with the original incident.
It will be explained to them, it's not okay to be white.
Yeah, well.
So you gotta wonder, they're making this gesture. But how much is it gonna cost them?
Oh, millions. A full day? That's going to be millions of dollars. Millions.
Well, they say it's going to be in the afternoon. So let's figure. Oh,
are they going to be open in the morning?
I guess. Each Starbucks pulls in roughly $1,000 in revenue in an afternoon. So across 8,200 stores, that's about $8 million worth of training. You shouldn't need training in something like that.
Plus lost
no,
labor.
You shouldn't need training in something like that.
If you are raised properly, these are things you already know.
Correct.
And you don't require training.
Yep.
And I can tell you that things that we have been subject to over the years where we've had to sit on meetings of things, and I'm thinking, who is this directed to?
It's a cover-your-ass meeting.
We've been, yeah, of course it is, but we've been in our share of them.
And I'm listening to this stuff, and I'm going, seriously? Is this, are we back in third grade?
Yep.
People honestly don't know this? It's a scam.
Yep.
It's a put-on.
It sure is.
It's an eminence front. In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, at what age...
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
...do we become old?
Can I, you're asking me this question, but I know it's going to be based on some survey. I think you become old at 65 when you retire. They tell you you're too old to work now. Enjoy your retirement. You become old at 65. But I don't know who they asked this question of, because when I was 20, I thought 40 was old.
Well, according to this survey, the average age when you start becoming an old person is 41.
Oh, bull.
And you make the full transition to old,
yeah,
by 57.
Oh, geez, I'm getting ready to make fully transition.
That's all right. Yeah. We were built to be good when we're old.
Yep. We were meant to be old.
Yep.
I will say it again. Life is like the quarters of a football game. If the average lifespan of a person is 80, 40 is midlife. When you go and you hit 60, you're in that last that you've just entered. 60 is the last fourth quarter. And that's your elderly years.
Hail Mary time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So your first quarter of life is birth to 20. Second quarter of your life is 20 to 40. Then it's 40 to 60 and 60 to 80. So I'm late in the third quarter, but there's still a game to be played.
Well, the outcome's still uncertain.
Absolutely. Now, you get into the fourth quarter, you're going to have to make some desperate moves.
You've either built a lead or you dug a
correct.
Hole.
Correct. You're 60. You're old. It's as simple as that. 41?
Well, since you had to give your philosophy, I have to give my greatest quote that I've ever written.
What?
Do not confuse the flower of youth with true beauty.
Absolute truth.
So here's what they say. They have a list of 10 things that let you know you're getting old.
Okay.
Number one, forgetting people's names.
I did that when I was 20.
Mm-hmm. Losing hair.
I got a full head.
Well, whatever hair I'm going to lose, I lost by the time I was 30.
Yeah, you were young when you started losing some hair.
Feeling stiff.
It gets worse, but yeah.
Talking a lot about your joints and aches.
Yeah.
Groaning when you bend down.
Yeah.
Not knowing popular music.
Oh, we know the popular stuff.
Like John Prine.
Yep.
Misplacing your keys and or glasses.
I have done that my entire life.
I think a year or two ago, you bought an electronic tracking device for that.
Yeah, remember that? We found them.
Yep.
Hair. Specifically, ear hair.
You know what? Keep it trimmed. Nobody knows.
Yeah, they do.
How do you know they do?
It's because you're old.
Do I have any ear hair?
Not that I can see.
Thank you.
You've got cans on.
Not lifting heavy things because you're worried about your back.
Yep.
I've been doing that since I was 20.
And finally, saying, back in my day.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
Yep.
Because these kids today, they don't know.
They don't know, Stan, but we teach them.
We try to.
The ones that are willing to learn, we teach them each and every day.
And we're watching our whole world just go spin away off its axis.
And you know, a young man listening to us, he'll stop and smile and he'll go, that's Stan and Haney. They're right on. That's just what my pappy said.
Yeah, and mark my words. You know, you don't like hearing a lot of stuff. Oh, these guys, they're old. They'll listen to them. You're going to say one day, you know what, Stan and Haney? You were right.
Mm-hmm. The video game Fortnite has gotten huge over the last few months.
I understand it's like PUBG.
What?
I understand that's like PUBG.
He's talking about Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
Right.
He calls it a weird name and nobody ever knows what he's talking about.
Except for people who play it.
Do they call it that?
Yeah, that's how I learned.
They call it PUBG?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's easy to write in a text. Hey, you playing PUBG?
Sounds like something when I get to turn on, I got a PUBG.
I don't play it, but I'm told it's very popular, kids like it a lot. A kid in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm not kidding, named Anton Williams.
Ah, poopsie.
Anson Williams.
Oh, my bad on that.
I knew you would immediately go there. So he was in the middle of a game of Fortnite on Sunday when a strong EF2 tornado ripped through his neighborhood. The kid was interviewed by the local TV news, and he said he started hearing a lot of noise outside, looked out a window, and saw his neighbor's roofs being removed by the tornado. And at that point, he sat back down and tried to finish his game. Apparently, he was playing Battle Royale. He told the local TV news there were only a few players left, and there's no way he could stop then. He then noticed power lines around his home starting to come down. At that point, he became more concerned and got his sister and nephew into a bathroom where he thought it would be safer for them. But even then, he said his mind was still on the game. Now, it's not clear if he was playing at that point, but they do have a phone version now, so it's possible he kept playing.
Yeah.
His family are all fine. Their house was damaged, and their neighbor's home was lifted off its foundation, so it's in even worse shape. But, you know, kid kept his cool.
There he is.
I appreciate his commitment to his craft.
Well, he wasn't going to leave his brothers stranded during a game of Fortnite just because an F5 tornado is destroying where he lives.
Commitment's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, it is almost as if 54-year-old Daryl Lee Campbell could see his own future. His own stupid, stupid future. Daryl was pulled over in Port St. Lucie.
Jeez, what a pit.
At around 3 a.m. Thursday, when a police officer couldn't help but notice him swerving down the highway in his pickup truck. When the officer pulled him over, he also couldn't help but notice that Daryl was not completely dressed. He was, in fact, wearing only an underpant. If only it ended there.
It doesn't.
The underpant in question turned out to be a fun novelty boxer that had some writing on it.
Yeah.
That writing, drunk, free breathalyzer test, blow here, with arrows pointing prominently at his PUBG. Although he himself refused to take any sobriety tests, the police believe that the reason Daryl was out driving drunk in his pickup at 3 a.m. on Thursday, looking for whores, because they also found certain items that would lead them to believe that, a male ring, condoms,
poppers,
and a pair of binoculars in the front seat. He's looking at misdemeanor DUI charges. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know.
He's 54.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 18th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere.
Stan
Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock, and that means another safe word. At six could get you a foul. Now here's, I got to tell you real quick with the people are texting. You texted to 40772. Well, how do I know if I've won or not? How do I know if I'm the next multi-market winner?
Well, you'll know if Vicky gets upset with you.
Yeah, you'll know that. But they'll call you. If you text it correctly, they'll call you if you're the winner.
That's what we're told.
Yep. That's what we're told to say. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a few things on the board. Well, they're all in Fort Myers. Crash, Winkler Road and College Parkway. Then we have another Fort Myers crash on South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway, right by the 7-Eleven. And then this one, a crash, injuries being reported, Bell Tower Drive and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I like baseball. I like the home plate umpire job. They call balls and strikes, which I think are equally important to the game. So why is an umpire's reaction to a ball or a strike so markedly different? When it's a strike, an umpire lets everybody know. But when it's a ball, sometimes an umpire don't do nothing. I'd feel bad if I was a pitcher and I put all kinds of effort into my pitch and an umpire just went, I'm gonna waste my time with this kind of nonsense. But then when it's a strike, why not split the difference in those reactions? Because when it was a ball, I didn't know anything had even transpired. And when it was a strike, I thought your chest might explode.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Chris Jericho scheduled to be here. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder. What's going on, Tony? Did you go to a bike night last Saturday where all the festivities were going, or did you close down?
Well, I did go down there because who's going to turn down Molly Hatchet?
Yeah, that's typically you wouldn't do that. What do you want?
You was just talking about the Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. They're going to be closed like on May 29th for sensitivity training.
Well, I have an announcement to make as well.
You have an announcement to make.
All Cape Crepe and Chowder locations will be closed for racial sensitivity training on May the 28th.
However, that'd be a Monday.
On the 29th, yeah, we will be open and we're bringing in extra coffee.
Wait a second. Hold on. You just brought up multiple questions. Right. All of the Cape Crepe and Chowder's locations will be closed on Monday. Let's address that first, and then I'll get into the other stuff. So you're closed for racial sensitivity training.
Right.
Isn't this the only Cape Crepe and Chowder in Cape Coral? And isn't it just you and Big Tim?
Me and Big Tim and my business partner, the Jolly Mod.
And who's going to host this sensitivity training? You got a person coming in from some organization to show a slideshow to the staff, you included. You got to be in there. No smoke breaks.
The Jolly Mon will be leading the training.
What's he leading the training for?
He's the only minority out of the group.
That's not true. Sometimes we have a little Mexican kid come in and help us.
Okay. Is he going to be there?
He counts.
He won't count.
No, because he's got school then.
Okay. So Jolly Mon is going to host the racial sensitivity training. Is this gender sensitivity too?
I think it's going to probably focus on the racial stuff, but okay, there's other things too. And the reason I know that you know that we only have one location.
Yeah.
But the Jolly Mon says that we should always talk like we have more than one location.
Talk big.
And that we have like a corporate headquarters and
my heart's not in it. What can I say?
Did something happen to warrant this training?
I know exactly why he's doing this, and that's the second part. I'm going to quiz you a little bit there, old man, and you're going to tell me this isn't about racial sensitivity training with Jollymon, Big Tim, you, and the little Mexican kid that comes in once in a while, but he's got school. It has nothing to do about that. You're looking to get the publicity.
That's low.
Publicity about Starbucks being closed the next Tuesday, and you just said you're going to be buying extra coffee. This is so that you can have people who would normally go to Starbucks, because nobody's going to come in on a Monday at your place. Nobody's going to come in. You're not even barely open for 2 hours on a Monday. But you are going to be open on Tuesday.
I told you my heart's not in this. And I'll shoot straight with you. The fact of the matter is we're closed on Mondays anyway.
That's what I mean. I knew it. You're going to be selling coffee. Now, I understand, old man, that you're not going to be doing the lattes and the macchiatos and all that. But you got to have a decent... exactly. My point exactly. And your frappuccinos and all of this stuff.
Your mochas.
Mochas. But you're going to have to go and sell coffee. You're going to need to have a dark roast, a medium roast, a light roast. Do you have an espresso machine?
We got full-bodied and decaf.
And what kind of coffee makers do you have? They have the ones, you know, the pour-overs, the espresso machines, the French press. Oh, what kind of stuff you got there? Because it's going to be a big day. Tony D'Amico and Cape Crepe and Chowder going to have coffee on the Tuesday that Starbucks is closed. What do you got?
Yeah, well, that was Jollymon's idea. And the whole sensitivity training, I'll be honest with you, he just come up with that on the spur of the moment while you guys was talking about it.
Now, let me ask you, on Tuesday, the 29th, when the Starbucks is closed, you going to have a barista in Cape Crepe and Chowder? Cute little girl serving up coffee with the cardboard ring around it and all that?
I can't afford all that.
What are you going to do then?
What's going to happen is I'm going to have to go into my own restaurant and hear the same lecture that I've heard over and over and over again about white effing privilege.
And what are you going to charge for a cup of coffee on the 29th?
I don't know. I think he wants to do a discount for he-she's.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.